We rolling?
All right.
So we got the lights. We got the.
Like the blunt, my nigga. Pass his beat to the left so I could press. Told him my hits like I done wrecked. Who is next? Niggas asleep like pillow pets. Getting foreign head from a bad bitch from Budapest. Call your bet. Cause I'm just trying to get a quick check. Then rest with my face in.
So we got the lights. We got the cameras. It's all about that action. Y'all know what's going on. It's your boy, Son of the Waves. And this is What's the Wave. Thank y'all for tuning in wherever you may be watching and or listening. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, all those good platforms. If you're watching on YouTube, be sure to hit that subscribe button. Tell somebody. Well, tell your auntie, really, because this is her favorite podcast. Not going to cap about that. But we have a wonderful episode today because I got a man. I got a myth. I got a legend. I got a boss. But more of that, I got A Don, the Don, Mr. Don Caprice is in studio. How you living today, my guy?
Best day of my life.
Come on, man. Yes, you see, that's what we do. We're changing lives out here. That's what we do on What's the Wave, baby. But we, y'all know, we got a great episode. Be sure to go check out all the other ones. You know, we just, I'm 70 episodes in right now. So I think there's going to be 71.
Congratulations.
Appreciate that, bro. Been doing a lot. Just been trying to stay consistent, but also see you out here doing your thing, being consistent. Shout out Podcast Breed. That was how I really heard your name for the first time. I seen you had, was at the listening party not too long ago.
Yeah, we did. You should have came.
Yeah, I know. I was kind of bitter. I couldn't pull up. How was that event?
It was fun. I got about two bottles that I shouldn't have.
Hey.
I shouldn't have thrown it on a Thursday.
But, yeah, that's valid.
But yeah, it was fun. We're gonna have a lot more, bro.
Like, that's what's up.
This is something I've been trying to tell people too, like, because I feel like they look at my Instagram. I say this all the time. And everyone tells me the same thing. Like, bro, you seem like, you know, such a serious businessman. I'm like, I am, but like, we can go out to the club, bro.
Exactly.
We can go have fun. Like, I do like to party.
Right, right.
I'm not hella sober, you know. Like,
Gotta show the business side first. Can't show all the fun. Show all the fun. So just know exactly. If you want to party with the boy, he's also down to shake some with you for sure.
Yes, sir.
But let's get into the podcast. It's August now. Should we are 8 months into 2022?
That was a quick summer.
My birthday's in July. I feel like, yeah, July went by like in a blink of an eye, my guy. Did you enjoy it for the most part, or how do you feel like your summer went, the totality of it?
These gas prices ruined my summer.
Ain't lying. You ain't lying about that one.
But nah, I always enjoy life, you know. I never try to be negative, but definitely these gas prices ruined the summer, like kind of limited my ability to travel, maybe go do some things, but it did keep me grounded, like, because everything's so expensive, you know. I go into survival mode, so I start saving more money.
Facts.
Watching my expenses, and I stayed really focused, and I thought about, you know, where I want to be in life, because I want to, what these gas prices told me, and this inflation in general told me about myself, is I want to be in a financial position to where even if inflation hits, it don't matter.
That's all we need.
That's all I learned from, you know, inflation in this summer, and, you know, all everything that's happening. So
it's like it's like preparing yourself for that storm that's, you know, it's bound to happen. It's just, you know, being prepared for that rainy day. I like that. So with that being said, August, I've been doing these monthly campaigns all year. What was it? June was about superpowers, how you showed your superpower off. July was about everything you rep, what you rep, and what represents you. August, I need to see how you adapt. You feel me? I'm Son of the Waves. I'm very fluid. I'm very flow. I'm a water sign, Cancer, all of that. So I adjust. I have to adapt. And all of us do in a lot of different areas of our lives. So I want to ask my guest who I bring on the podcast this month, how do you feel you adapt? Whether that be in your personal life or your professional life with the brand. Like you said, you run a studio. You have to deal with scheduling and all this other stuff. Just how are different ways you feel you adapt for your benefit?
I got a scary answer to that, and like, I guess a cliche answer to that, but the scary answer is I'm like, I have a killer instinct and I'm very competitive.
Talk your shit.
And I just don't feel like anyone can beat me. And that's because whenever I see someone who steps over the table and tries to outshine me or tries to, like, you know, embarrass me, they might win the battle, but they'll never win the war.
So I like that.
And I'm the type of dude to stay silent, take a step back, and I'll disappear for a year, 2 years, even 10 years. But when I come back, it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
I don't mean that in a fighting sense. I just mean that in a competitive sense, you know? So if someone, you know, let's say opens up a studio next to me and lowers their prices, what I'll do is I'll see what their platform is, see what they're doing, and I'll come back with like a better mic or a better computer. So I adapt by staying silent and, you know, just really studying my enemy. The cliche version of that is I'm creative, you know what I mean? So when I first opened up the studio, it was about hourly, you know, $40 an hour, $50 an hour, now $60 an hour.
Right.
Advertise on Instagram. and that's what everyone else does, you know. But then there's other ways to get creative in the studio. Because I make beats, I'm a singer, I'm an artist, I can adapt and learn programs really quick, you know, Pro Tools, Adobe Premiere Pro. So one of the things I do is I'll offer artists like, yo, bro, throw me $250 and I'm gonna make you a beat, and I'm gonna mix and master it. We're gonna distribute it under my label. We're gonna split the streams, the streaming royalties, and I'm gonna film the whole thing. So like that's a creative service that I offer for independent artists, only to artists that I really like their music.
Come on now, talk like, about it. We only support what we actually mess with.
And to any of my clients that, you know, I don't offer that to, it's not because I don't like your music. It just means you have potential and you haven't reached it yet. And when you reach that potential, I will give you that deal.
Come on, so I love it.
Creativeness, and then like my killer instinct. I really look up to Kobe. I look up to Kanye too. He's got a killer instinct.
Yes, sir.
Michael Jordan, Pac, all the GOATs, you know what I mean? So yeah, that's how I adapt.
I love it, exactly. I just seen that video, my boy LaRussell said, look at what the greats do and do it more. Exactly.
Facts.
Take what they do and do it 10 times more. That's the only way you're going to be great. You got to study what the greats do. And some people see that as a negative, like you're copycatting or biting off of that. It's called inspiration, y'all. We all need it. Even the greats were inspired by somebody. Kobe was inspired by MJ, so... Come on, man. Take notes. It's okay to take notes.
He said that Kobe copied all his moves, you know, and Kobe says the same thing. There ain't nothing wrong with it.
Exactly. And there's still two GOATs at the end of the day. So I love it. I love to see that, you know, you have that keen vision to be able to adapt. Because awareness is one of those. Knowing when to move a certain type of way is definitely very key.
You need to know your weaknesses, too.
Yes.
I know my biggest weakness is I'm a little bit religious, not fully religious, but I have I get angry. Like I'm very silent and I have a very, very long fuse. But once that fuse shortens, that guy, that Don Caprice, the angry one that comes for blood, I hate that dude. I hate my wrath. And then number two, I feel like all men go through this, but like jealousy, it's really hard. You know, I get jealous, you know, like if a guy looks at my girl and I'm like, bro, you know, like it's really, that's the first thought that goes through my head. And that's something that I struggle with. Or like if I see like a guy flashy next to me in a really nice car, I'll get jealous. But I'm trying to teach myself how to be happy for people.
Man, I like that.
You know, because one day I'm gonna have that Bugatti, and there might be someone looking at me, and I would just hope that I, you know, hey, that guy goes, "Hey, what'd you do?" And I'm like, "Let me tell you how to make the money." So,
exactly. Instead of a place of hate, a place of motivate. Always, you feel me? It's easy to be bitter at somebody who's doing better, but then it also just, like you said, adapting your mindset to just be like, man, you see somebody stunning, instead of hating on them, man, I'm trying to get like that. I'm trying to use that to fuel me to get my dreams. So.
And that's why I stay silent a lot of the times, is because I know my bad side and I don't like to express that too much. So I stay silent and just try to learn, you know, and, you know, I use my weaknesses as my powers and my, you know, that's how I move in life. You feel me? But yeah, know your weaknesses. We all have different ones. Mine's wrath and jealousy.
For sure. No, that's real. I like that. See, and me and Rio, we got a deep dive segment coming out to y'all where we're going to talk a lot about a lot of deeper subjects than just the podcast. I'm going to have to bring you back, Don, because I think that's going to be some very good insight we could get at people, because
I would love,
that's a conversation of men avoid a lot. Jealousy.
Yeah.
Jealousy. And it goes hand in hand with pride, which I think men do struggle a lot with. Either ego, pride, and like you said, jealousy.
Narcissism.
And it's a conversation we avoid.
Yeah.
Especially like you said, as headstrong man, very confident in our skills, being brand owners. You got to have that certain level of it, but also knowing when to shut it off.
One of the biggest things, one of the hardest things I think being about being a man is that if you really want to be a leader and you want to be a man, a masculine man, I'm not talking about, you know, like
the alpha male bullshit.
Just being a man is to be an alpha male, like a traditional alpha male, like a real man, you have to not be afraid of speaking your voice and changing opinions.
Right.
And right now, I think it's one of the hardest times to speak, because you could say one thing, and if people interpret it the wrong way, cancel. Yeah, so
this cancel culture is silly.
If you want to be, and you know, this applies to women too, but like if you want to be a real man, you can't be afraid to speak.
Stand on it. I'm about to say, I'm learning that now, honestly, just with my personal life too. Just standing on what you believe in, regardless of what people think, the people who you love and care about you, man, just stand on it. If they really care about you, really love, they're gonna not accept it, but they're gonna do their best to understand you.
Exactly.
So at the end of the day, but it's hard because, like you say, you don't want to step on everybody's toes.
Yeah.
But let's keep it into some trendy news. Not too positive, but just something that has been on our minds and on our hearts. This Free Britney Griner. As you see, as a sports fan, I've been very aware of it. If you haven't heard, WNBA superstar Brittany Griner been detained in Russia for over like 160, 170 days at this point. And they just slapped her with 9 years in prison. Of course, there's still the option of, you know, being able to do a I won't say a trade because she is an athlete, but some type of exchange of her for another
Russian prisoner
that we have held captive. I heard he's like a bomb. He makes artillery weapons or some type of military grade explosives. So they're saying, you know, the fairness of the trade, this and that and the other. I just want to propose a question to you of the whole situation. Mm-hmm. Do you feel the uproar is valid? Do you think it's maybe too much because she is a WNBA star? Do you think Russia's doing too much? Because like I said, it's just a vape cartridge I think she got caught up for. Mm-hmm. Or just overall, where do you kind of stand? Are you too privy to the situation?
No, I got to stand back. Yeah. To be honest, I think it's all bullshit. I think this whole thing was planned. Let's run it back. So like Brittany, you know, okay, yeah, she's a black athlete with the whoop. Let's take away from that. The US has Russian prisoners. Mm-hmm. Russia sees an opportunity to take an American prisoner.
Right.
And, you know, so boom. You know, that's what I think it really is.
Yeah.
Now on the political side, I bet you I don't know, you know, maybe I could be wrong, and you know, maybe I'm gonna get backlash for this, but I bet you if Justin Bieber got fucking captured, we'd be doing everything we could to get them off.
Somebody
back.
Said the comparison, if it was LeBron over there, mm-hmm. or if it was, you know, that's valid. That's a valid point.
You know, and it might not be the black thing. It might be the fact that she's a woman. She doesn't have that much clout. I don't know. But, mm-hmm. you know, that it's. I just feel like America needs to have her people's back. Even if it was me,
right.
and I get detained in Russia, there should be some type of law where America goes, yo, in our country, this shit's legal. You can't take him. You know,
right,
he doesn't know your laws. You can't. There should be some type of law for that. Mm. If I were Brittany, I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
I would be pissed as fuck. So.
I mean, it's a thick situation. There's a lot of levels to it because everybody points out the only reason she was over there was to hoop because mm-hmm. the WNBA doesn't pay their superstars enough. So overseas mm-hmm. pays more, this and that and the other. The issue that the cannabis cartridge, was it just medicine, you know, recreational use? So there's a lot of layers to it. But I do like kind of the over umbrella kind of perspective you took, like, because it do seem very suspect.
I really hope that we get her back, though,
man. Real
like,
shit.
I really hope that, man, the fact that she's been there for this long is just too much. I feel ridiculous. Sorry for her, and I really hope that the United States government does everything in its power to get you know, Brittany back.
Facts, man.
I don't care about whether or not it's illegal in Russia. No, she doesn't deserve that.
Exactly.
It's like, just fucking weed. And,
it's
know,
our citizen, man. Yeah. Let's bring Brittany
and it's
home.
Just fucking weed. Like, you shouldn't get 9 years from having weed. Like, come on, Russia.
Right.
They're like, it's not.
Nobody,
it's not right.
Yeah. That should be worldwide. That should be worldwide.
So
Cannabis is. Let's
stop arguing about the politics and let's just get our American citizen back, please. If anyone hears this with power, just get her back.
Come
please.
On, man. Yeah. You heard it here.
Fuck the politics. Fuck the race. Fuck the women versus men thing. Just bring
exactly.
Brittany back.
Bring her home, please. It's not that hard. It's easy. You're making it difficult. Come on now. Mm-hmm. Speaking of kind of the state of our country, America, before the podcast, we're just talking about a lot of kind of our goals, financial freedom stuff that we want to reach, and how this crazy country, shout out Podcast Bree, she tweets at least once a day that she's moving out of America. I think she tweeted yesterday she's moving to Italy, so
I hope she does. Do it, Bree.
Shout out Bree. Hey,
please
come
do
on,
it. Get
do
out
it,
of
girl.
Vallejo. Go live your life.
Go somewhere.
Meet some Italian man. I don't know.
Go.
Unless you have a boyfriend. I don't know if she does or not. So,
me personally, I'm a Cali boy. I love to travel. I can't picture myself living nowhere else, but the way America is running, I'm not too opposed to the idea. So how have you been dealing with it personally and professionally? Inflation, gas prices, groceries are going up. Being a young man, kind of exactly living your best life. What, 20s, I should say?
27.
I just turned 27 myself.
Turning 28, September 29th.
Oh, day after my mom's birthday. Shout out.
You guys are all invited.
It's good. So,
except for, I'm just kidding.
So being a man, kind of, you feel me, in your later 20s now, how do you feel you're doing with this? Because, you know, you have a brand, you have a social life, you have a personal life. How have you been able to juggle all these things with the impact of something that we use every day, which is money?
I'm very hard on myself. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, I'm in my late 20s, so I feel like I'm behind the game. Like, mm-hmm. where when I was 21, I envisioned myself having a couple houses, you know, like we all did, being hella rich.
Right.
So I'm very hard on myself, but I'm also doing a lot better than most people my age, not just men, but most people my age. And I'm very good with money. I'm very silent about my finances. You know, I'm very good with investing. I've set up my life that no matter what, 10 years from now, I'm going to be straight because I'm
very sound in that area. I like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And I'm a credit card genius, man. I know how to utilize that 5% and that, like, spend this much, you get this much back. So mm-hmm. I'm savvy with money, but I want to get to a point where, like, you know, making like this much a month isn't my problem. I want to be making like sales. Like, let's go make a $50,000 play. Let's go make a $100,000 play, because those exist.
Yes, yes.
So what I'm, like I said, what I'm learning from this, from inflation and this recession, is I need to think bigger about how am I going to be financially free, so when I finally do have kids, this won't be a problem. You know, like, gas won't be a problem. I want my kid to know the value of money, but I don't want him to suffer the way I did as a kid.
Right, right.
So to answer your question, I'm trying to get into real estate investing.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot. A lot of my homies, we always say there's money out here to be made. And just kind of networking has exposed me to a lot of different avenues and areas to do that. Whether that be real estate, like you said, investing, stock market, crypto. Mm-hmm. There's so many money grabs out here, so many plays that can be ran. What kind of geared you into that aspect? Maybe just a little bit of the real estate area.
The real estate area?
I mean, I could honestly see it just being in the Bay Area. That's a lot of things. House flipping is a real thing out here for sure.
It started, my journey to like becoming financially free started when I was bussing tables in Santa Cruz. I was 23 years old, had just caught a felony, a bullshit felony. Mm. And I was 23. At 23, you still don't know shit. You feel right. me? You think you do, but you're really just a kid still. You're just a 17-year-old in a grown man's body.
Legit.
So, you know, basically, the pandemic hit. I don't have any brothers or sisters at the time. My mother was in the hospital. She had an infection in her spine, so there wasn't much I could do about that, you know. My father was living in Croatia, and there wasn't much I could do about that. So I'm here on my own. I'm like, damn, this shit sucks. Like, I don't want to be like this. I want to figure out what I can do. Mm-hmm. My best friend had just bought this rundown house in Sacramento for $150,000. I'm talking like it was a fixer upper, dude. Like,
yeah.
Ordinary people look at that, they go, I don't want that.
Like, that's a bando. Real.
And, him and his people, they started thinking, you know, big. They're like, hey, bro, let's buy it. Mm-hmm. Let's fix it up. Let's paint it. Let's add a fence. Let's add a driveway. And then let's sell it.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw him do that, and I helped him lay the floors. I helped him paint it. I helped him. We dug a whole driveway with fucking pickaxes, bro. It was horrible, but we did it. Mm-hmm. And that's when, right there, 2020, when he flipped it and made about 40 G's. He put a lot of money into it, but he had 40 G's profit.
Yep.
That's not a lot, but that whole year he was chilling.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, that got my mind thinking, oh, what should I do? So then I got my real estate license, and then I started thinking about, like, how do we think bigger? And then I started studying about what other cultures do, like Muslim people, what they mm-hmm. do. All the brothers, they put the money together, and they buy a house together, they live in it, and then they refinance it, mm-hmm. and they buy another one, and that's how family-type cultures and religions mm-hmm. get money. So, like, one thing I want anyone listening to this, if you have a family, right, mm-hmm. whether or not you guys like each other or not, if you and four other people put together 20 bands or 30 bands each,
mm-hmm.
you got a down payment on a house.
Easy.
Yeah, you can get. Yeah,
and when you put it in that perspective, that's not that hard.
Yeah. Saving 100 G's is hard.
Facts.
You know what I mean? But saving 20 G's, it's hard, but it's reachable. Mm-hmm. Do that with four like-minded people, and they're there. They're hard to find, but they're there.
Facts.
Go qualify for a loan and go start house shopping. And then when you do that, look for a house that needs to be rebuilt or needs some new floors, new paint, and then do that. And then when the market goes up, sell that bitch.
Exactly.
You feel me? And make money, and then do it again.
Oh, so, that sounds lovely. Yes.
That's kind of what I'm doing right now. I'm actually looking for people that got money, and I'm trying to put them on the game of real estate investing. You know, I got my license.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for hard money loans. I got a couple real estate agents all work with me. So that's my next move. Nice. Like I said, see, during the recession, there's ways to make money.
Facts. Just because money's down don't mean it's not out there.
Exactly.
It's out there.
If you don't have money to invest right now, speaking of the pandemic, you know, when the pandemic hit, I started doing this research on this crypto called XRP.
Mm-hmm.
And I was one of the very few people during the pandemic. I was like, bro, this is all about inflation. This is all about stocks. Right. You guys are tripping. I don't even think this coronavirus is fucking real, whether or not it is. Look at what happened.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of businesses took losses in 2020, and now we can't get loans.
Mm-hmm.
So during that time, I was telling people, hey, bro, fuck all this shit, invest in XRP. It was 17 cents at the time. I was telling people this cryptocurrency is going to go up.
Right.
I was telling LaRussell, I was telling my homie Erz, I was telling this guy on the street, invest in XRP. Everyone called me crazy. LaRussell didn't, Erz didn't, those guys invested
in it. Yeah, I'm about to say, he put it in this song. Shout out, they heard about the XRP. Shout out the blockchain, man. Yeah,
exactly. So I was telling all my people, and only about a few people, like, hey, what's the XRP? And then fast forward, XRP, even though it took a loss, it eventually hit $1.50. So if you put $1,000 in XRP when it was 17 cents, you'd have 10 G's right now.
Lovely.
I was telling all my people about that. So
God dog.
There's some shit going on with that company Ripple right now. So yeah. I don't know if you want to invest in it right now. I would, but if you don't want to do that, the coin that I would invest in right now, if you don't have bands, Cardano.
Cardano.
Invest in Cardano.
Well, we're going to write that down. We're going to drop that below. Yeah, we're going to write that down.
I'm giving out a free game right here. And if you need to...
I'm about to say, because I had I downloaded Coinbase for a minute. So, yeah, I might have to look up in there and see.
Put a banner at Cardano and don't look at it for the next 5 years. Thank me later.
It's good. Yes, sir. Well, I love that because with the state of the country, it's hard to really see where anything's going as far as the way the money's moving, credit limits, and all this crypto and stuff. The digital age is definitely shifting. It's making a big impact on all of our lives, especially us as millennials, like, because we grew up in this shit from the jump.
So. Bro, every time we come up on some money, something hits us, like,
facts.
Fucking this war with Ukraine or the gas prices go up, fucking facts. Baby. Bro, did you go to, if you have a kid right now, it's hard to get baby food.
Baby formula and all of that.
That's crazy.
That's nuts. There's money out there, exactly. Imported from China, you sell it out here. You can flip formula out here if you really wanted to. It's money out here to be made. Mm-hmm. But let's shift gears. Definitely focusing more towards you and what you're doing locally as far as your impact. You run a studio out here. Name of the studio is
High Frequency Studios.
Shout out High Frequency, doing their thing, for sure. But I've only know one other person. Shout out DJ Big Vince, one of my homeboys. He's an engineer at Jungle Life. Shout out Jungle Life.
Shout out Jungle Life. Shout out Chris Cash.
For sure, exactly. Yeah. Shout out to the big homies over there. But I've seen him kind of work and do his things. And, you know, we cut it up just about artists he works with and stuff like that. Yeah. So I definitely wanted to bring another person with that perspective on. You do a lot just as far as producing, engineering, even making music with the singing and rapping yourself. Mm-hmm. How is that? How is that dynamic? We talked a little bit beforehand dealing with artists from other cities, their politics, kind of the way they their sessions. So can you just speak a little bit to the audience, to the people watching?
I'm not gonna name any names.
It's love. We keep it clean.
I'm homies with people clean, from Acorns. I'm homies with people from, you know, Macramento. I'm homies with people from, you know, South and North
and Vallejo. We respect it all.
And I record people from all over the Bay, and they fuck with me, I fuck with them. So I'm not gonna name any names, and I'm not in the politics. So it took a while for me to learn how to handle that.
Yeah, I was just about to say, yeah. So being a podcast, similar realm, I've had people who notice, you know, I've had people on who kind of be like, you know, give a little side eye. But at the end of the day, you know, it's neutral territory over here. Like, we always let that be known.
Studios are neutral territory.
Studios is all neutral territory. Whether it be recording studio, photography studio, podcast studio, bro. We chilling, bro. It's all love over here. We got wines and plastic cups over here, man. Shout out to the wine, man. But How do you navigate that? What was that adjustment period like?
I'm a friendly dude. You know, I'm not a gangster. I'm not a thug. I consider myself a boss. I'm friends with everybody. I don't care if you're a nerd or you're a thug. If real recognize real.
Facts.
And I stand by that. And I will never show fear to somebody just because they're a thug. I will never show fear to somebody because they're a cop. I'm just going to be who I am.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the way I had to navigate that is if gangsters came in 30 deep and they were waving their guns around and it was just me, whether or not I was scared shitless, I look them around, I'm like, hey, bro, don't wave your guns around. Mm-hmm. And I had to learn that they respect more when you're real with them than if you go, hey, can you stop waving that around? Like, you got to go, hey, bro, like, can you not wave those? You're making me very uncomfortable. And they'll respect that. Right, they're people too.
Because you're standing on what you believe in.
Yeah. And then, you know, also setting boundaries very early. If you're going to run this, if you're going to be in the studio business, you are going to record some killers. You are going to record some gangsters. So you're going to record some nerds, but you got to set boundaries with everybody before they walk in. So you got to treat everybody equally. So when this guy who might be a gangster rolls deep, you're like, hey, bro, we got a 6-person minimum, no guns, no smoking with you. Whoop, that's my rule. They're going to respect that.
Facts.
But you also got to give that rules to the other people too.
Right, right.
And if you do that, you're going to have a successful business because they're going to see that you respect everybody. And that's what they want. Because a lot of studios, you know, a lot of these, you know, these Bay Area, you know, gangsters, Bay Area thugs, they're like, hey, bro, you know, you're one of the first guys to talk to me like a person.
Yeah, like, you know? Exactly, because you got to respect me as such, and I'm going to treat you with the same level.
And it pays off, because if I ever had some trouble, I know that I could call three different people from three different areas right now. I'm like, hey, like, this guy just did this to me. I need some help. Yeah. So it paid off to be a good businessman.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Those transactions, those relationships you cultivate are always going to pay off in the long run, so.
Yeah, and plus, you know, like, I don't want, it's not even about, like, this or that. I don't want guns in a business, you know.
Facts, man.
Yeah, I don't want
to. That's real, man.
I don't want to fear my life while I'm recording you. You know, like, let's just make music. Let's make business. Give me my $50 an hour. We're good.
Exactly. Even from the politics side, the productivity side. How do you like it running a studio? I mean, are there? You see the Instagram reels and stuff where it's like, all right, I got to record Buddy over here and he sounds silly, or he's doing this beat and I don't fuck with it. How do you deal with those situations where it's just like dealing with artists who you just, man, they here clocking in, or it's like, hey, I'm invested also in your project with you. How do you handle those two dynamics?
This is my job. I've worked, like I said, I used to bus tables. I did not like busing tables, but I was getting paid, and I like paying bills. I like being independent. So if I'm recording somebody whose music I don't like, it don't matter. If they're paying me, I'm going to give them the same energy I give someone else. I'm also not, like, I'm not scared to tell someone, like, hey, bro, you're rapping off beat. Yeah. Hey, bro, you saying that wrong. And that's what a lot of people appreciate about me.
Yeah.
And as you can ask a lot of people. Like, I got a name for myself in the studio. Like, when you come in the studio, I help you.
Yes,
and
they're
and they spread that. They go, yeah, Don helps you. He does that for you. And there's a lot of people that, like, even to this day, like, I see that they know how to record. They have a structure now, and it's because I gave them that game. So it feels good. But running a studio whoops my ass. It whoops my ass. Running a business is gonna whoop your ass no matter what.
Facts.
You know, when you work a 9-to-5, you're gonna work a 9-to-5. You work your 40 hours. You have time for yourself after those 40 hours. When you work a business, when you run a business,
24/7. 24/7.
And if you're not ready to do that, don't do it. What I will say is, you're gonna make money. Mm-hmm. You know, and you gotta learn how to manage money. Like, you know, I'm gonna be honest. Like, I paid taxes on $120K last year, running in that studio, in a very small studio. Yeah. So. There was a lot of upkeep. I had a $3,000 desk, $4,000 mic, gas, you know, and I'm pulling in all this money, but there's a lot of shit to, like, really manage. You gotta be headstrong. It whoops my ass in the studio, but it pays my bills. Mm-hmm. Do I want to do it for the rest of my life? No. I want to own property. I want to go on tour doing shows. And if I do run a studio, I want to have a record label where I put people on to have a platform for themselves.
Exactly.
Right now, charging people hourly is what pays my bills, but I'm very close to getting out of that.
Hell yeah, bro. No, that's... I love here the elevation mindset. You feel me? It's always just using this as a way to propel myself to a place where I want to be. And that's why I said, I'm glad we connected. I'm glad we were able to get this and give y'all some free game too. Because like I said, gems are always being dropped here at What's the Way. But y'all need to take the time and soak them up for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I came from washing dishes, bro. Like when I was 8 years old, I was washing dishes at a taqueria for $5 an hour. So I was never supposed to make it anyway. Like,
come on.
So even doing this, it's humbling. Like I could stop my career right here and I'd be happy.
Satisfied. Yeah, that's what I love to hear. I'd be saying the same thing. Like, if I were to stop pie, all that, I'd be satisfied because I did it for the reasons I wanted to do it for. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I didn't compromise myself trying to build something that I wasn't proud of at the end of the day. So
what I will say, though, the reason I don't stop is because, you know, I want to put, I don't even do this for me anymore, bro. Like, music's good, but I do this for my homie Peanut, my homie Fetch. Mm-hmm. My homie Jay, like, these are all artists that have seen me become independent. So now I feel like if I quit, I'm doing them an injustice.
Yeah.
So me continuing my career isn't even about me wanting to be famous anymore. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Frankly, if I could find a job that pays me $1 million every minute, I would quit music. But I refuse to quit music because I will show those people that look up to me that
there's a way. This the way.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm doing it for my people now. That's why I do music.
I love it. I love to hear it, man. I love to hear it. This is great, man. We got a great episode. Keep going. Like I said, be sure hit that notification bell so you know every time a What's the Wave episode drops so you won't miss out on nothing. It's beautiful.
Subscribe.
All of that, man. We here. But we're going to get into one of my favorite segments that we've just rolled out the last couple months, the Rapid Wave segment. So basically, I got a rapid fire questions. I'm going to throw them at you. Just give me the first answer that come off the top of your head.
Okay.
If you want to simmer on it, that's fine. Like I said, we got all the time. But other than that, I just want to get your first kind of natural reaction to these questions. So.
Okay, let's do it.
First of all, it's nice and easy. Are you a Nike man or Adidas man?
Nike.
Nike off the rip? Okay, I like it. Now you gotta drop one of these four. You gotta drop one of these four from the roster. Burgers, pizza, tacos, wings. And that's the big foe. That's the Mount Rushmore right there.
Okay, before I say it, do chicken sandwiches count as burgers?
Oh, I'm gonna ask referee.
Do fried chicken sandwiches count as burgers?
Are we counting fried chicken as burgers?
Or is it just burgers?
Or is it just hamburgers, beef burgers?
I'm gonna say something between the buns.
Okay, so that
pizza. Get pizza out of here.
Okay, yeah, he's like, can't do the chicken sandwich. I feel you on that, bro. I feel you on that.
I'm gonna miss you, pizza.
It's good. Okay, I usually ask people to pick one, but I'm gonna ask you to rank them. Mm-hmm. Luxury cars: Lexus, BMW, Benz. Rank your three.
We're gonna go Benz, Lexus, and BMW. I put BMW last because I had a Beamer and got totaled, and that shit cost me $5,000 every month to fix.
Oh my god! And I'm a BMW man, but that's definitely
a
way to deter.
If you cannot afford a $5,000 fix randomly every year,
yeah,
do not get a BMW.
Facts.
I'm not saying that Lexus won't have that because Lexus is distributed
by Toyota.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. A lot
so
cheaper.
They're player. They're, you know, and they're reliable. So I like Lexus, but Benz. if I could afford a Benz, like, and like really take care, I'm gonna go with Benz, bro. Okay. Like, you see that new Benz they have that has like, you know, like you can open the doors like this.
You just like wave your hand in front of it, touch it. Oh, I ain't seen that. Oh my, it's crazy. Technology's getting
That's
crazy.
What I want.
Okay, as a musician, a musical artist, give me, it could be a series or give me top two if you can't pick one. Favorite mixtape.
Favorite mixtape?
Mm-hmm. You give me series if it is, like, you feel me, if it's the Droughts, mm-hmm. If it's maybe Gangsta Grills, anything like that. If not, give me your number one.
Young Sinatra by Logic.
Ooh,
that is a that was before Logic is the Logic he is today. Right. Young Sinatra is an incredible mixtape.
Okay. I'm about to say, I haven't heard it. I don't think I've don't slap a lot of Logic myself, but okay.
After that, Infinite by Eminem, because that was the Eminem before he was the Eminem that was very vulgar. Mm. And Eminem's one of my biggest inspirations.
Yeah.
He was the first rapper I ever listened to, easily.
Yeah. I'm about to say same. I definitely grew up on a lot of Eminem myself, so I like that.
Yeah. Shout out Logic, Young Sinatra, though, because like, you do not know how good Logic is until you listen to that mixtape. There's three of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. For sure. Shout out Young Sinatra. I might have to tap in. I love asking everybody this question. If you could go pro in any sport.
Basketball.
What would it be?
Basketball.
Easily.
I wanted to go pro when I was a kid, and then I'm only 5'9", 5'11", on a good day.
Yeah.
When I have, you know, some Nikes on.
Right.
And I really love Jason Williams. I grew up in Sacramento, and like, I grew up in the era of Kings when they were actually a good fucking team.
Shout out. Yeah. Shout out White Chocolate.
And I really wanted Chris to go pro, but then... When I realized that, like, I wasn't that good.
Right. Like, right.
Know, I started rapping.
It's that's how I be. That's how I be. Let me ask you this question. This might be a question for the deep dive segment, Rio. Mm-hmm. What do you believe in more? Do you believe birds of a feather flock together or opposites attract? And that's going to be a deep dive question because I want to break that down a lot more.
Opposites attract.
Mm, okay.
Birds of a feather do flock together, but they're also fake birds.
I love it. We're gonna leave it. I gotta leave that there because if not, I'll spend another 20 minutes diving in. Okay, top three. Now you gotta pick one. I'm not gonna ask you to rank them out of the Holy Trinity: Nickelodeon, Disney Channel, Cartoon Network. Who's you rocking with?
Cartoon Network.
What? And why?
Dragon Ball Z. Does that count?
I mean, it was Toonami,
Dragon Ball Z used to be. No.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I kind of.
If we take that out, I'm gonna go with Nickelodeon. I'm gonna go with Nickelodeon. Drake and Josh is one of my favorite shows as a kid. But if take away Toonami from Cartoon Network, we're going Nickelodeon. But if we can count that,
yes, we'll allow Toonami. We'll allow Toonami. So it's good. Shout out Toonami because they had some heavy hitters over there. Next one, weed or alcohol?
I'm gonna say alcohol because that's my biggest vice.
There it is.
But I don't really smoke weed. That's why
fine.
I say that.
Yeah, that's fine.
I used to smoke all the fucking time.
Yeah, I'm a stoner before anything, so that's why I always ask. But since you picked alcohol, choice of liquor? Wine, beer, tequila, cognac, rum, gin, vodka.
I'm going to be annoying because I used to bartend. My favorite drink ever is called a sidecar. So that's Hennessy, lemon juice, triple sec, and a little bit of simple syrup.
That sounds fire.
Best drink ever, bro.
Sidecar. I just had an old fashioned for the first time like a month ago.
Old fashioned is just a whole bunch of whiskey.
Exactly.
Sugar,
you know? Yeah. So yeah,
that's what rich people drink. You know?
And another thing, man, it's okay to get a mixed drink. Y'all be acting like the shit don't taste good, and y'all gotta take shots, bro. Get you a nice little Adios, a Long Island, bro. I'm telling you, it's
wonderful. Sidecar. Get a sidecar.
Get a little sidecar. Get a shot. You gonna pace yourself. That's why y'all niggas be passing out in the club because y'all just want to take straight shots. Yeah. Man, get the drink your lady got. I'm telling you.
I'm a whiskey man if I'm sipping no whiskey on the rocks.
I like it. I'm a tequila man now.
I'm tequila too, but
I'm a tequila man.
As I become more of a boss, I'm like, yo, what do rich people drink? I'm like, all right, I want some.
Oh, he's like, I need some scotch. Yeah, scotch. Exactly. Okay. Since you said alcohol, and then you said kind of taking into the realm of nice mixed drink, give me your three people you would love to have happy hour with. Dead or alive. Top three. It could be to pick they brain, soak up game, or it could just be to chill, have a good time.
Napoleon Hill.
I like that.
Rich. I want to pick his brain.
Nice.
Damn, this one's a hard one. Definitely Napoleon Hill.
Mm-hmm. It could be personal as well. You know, it could be, you know, loved ones that's no longer here as well. I've had, like, last guest, shout out Mondre. He picked all family. You feel me? He's like, I just want to turn up with the Cuddies again. You feel me? So,
LeBron.
Ooh.
I want to drink with LeBron after that. This one's a hard one.
It could be a toss up. You don't. We don't gotta say.
They got a drink, right?
They got a drink.
LaRussell.
Oh, because he don't drink. Yeah. That's hilarious. I like that. Because LaRussell doesn't drink. If he could get that man off a couple shots, he'll probably be crazy.
I just want to know what, like, I just want to see. Like, I don't got to ask. I just want to see how he act. I'm just going to drink and then see what his demon is.
Exactly. Yeah, that'd be beautiful. I like that. I like that a lot. Okay, next one. If you can bend any element, water, wind, fire, air,
wind,
earth, air it is. Why you want to be airbender so bad?
Avatar, Last Airbender, Aang was bald, I'm bald. I'm a Libra, air sign. I also feel like wind can fuck up any of the other elements if you use it right.
That's valid. My favorite character, I'm gonna get her tattoo, is Toph. I love earthbending, so that's what I pick. Even though I'm a water sign and I'm very fluid, that's like it's like 1A, 1B. But air, it's damn near OP. You can, like I said, you can fly with that shit if you really know how.
Yeah, exactly. And like water, I like water too, but like if you're limited to having water near you, or if you're dehydrated, then you're fucked. You know what I mean? So,
you know, and like I said, I could talk about it all day. I take it very practical. So even with the Legend of Korra, they got blood bending with water. Mm-hmm. You got people's drawing the moisture out of your body, all the little shit. There's a lot of practical ways that they did it that I like. Mm-hmm. Same thing, earthbenders, they learn how to bend metal. Airbenders, you can fucking fly. Firebenders could bend lightning. It's a lot of the shit that goes into it, but we'll keep it surface level. Air, it is. Facts. I like that. I got two more for you. Mm-hmm. From just an element, I'm a superhero nerd. My favorite superhero is The Flash, so I would love super speed. Mm-hmm. What superpower would you rock with if you could have one?
Whatever Deadpool is.
Okay.
Whatever Deadpool
was it just
is.
Ultimate, like, just...
I feel like he was just...
I'm about to say, good, great instinct and just regenerative powers out the ass. Yeah, yeah. That'd be... Oh, Deadpool. That's valid, yeah.
He's like Wolverine with mommy issues.
Yeah, legit. Yeah, so I like that. Yeah, that's hard.
Deadpool's my favorite. Because
you really cut his head off, that shit gonna grow back. That's so fucking crazy. All right, last one. The three essential desert island items you need if you were stranded. I'm not... And food is a given. I don't want you to pick food. Food and water, that'd be a given. So stuff that you would actually feel like you need. Maybe a tool, maybe might be a phone, or reception, whatever.
No. We gotta get rid of internet.
No internet.
Come pick me up.
No internet. You there. You deserted. Exactly. So what would you do on your deserted island? Three items.
I for sure need an axe.
Yep. I was gonna say a machete.
It needs to be a flint axe. Axe, so I can start fires.
Yeah, I like that.
And yep. it needs to be
that
the best
got,
one
that
ever.
Boy got knowledge.
And then after an axe, I need my guitar just to keep me level headed.
Yeah.
I want to say gun, but I'm trying to take it into a very survival.
Very practical situation.
So
if you had a gun, you run out of ammo.
You know what I'm saying? Well, just like, you know, why do I need a gun? We're trying to survive here. So I got my guitar to keep my spirits going. I got my axe, you know, to climb and shit, you know, just
make some shit.
After that, man, bro, that's a hard one. I don't know what the...
You never know. Maybe
I got my guitar, I got my axe.
You never know. Maybe shit up some shorts, some socks.
I mean, you never know. We already got that though, right?
Yeah, you got one pair of clothes, so that works. That'll work.
Okay, I'm gonna say that water filter thing. Water bottle.
Yeah, I was gonna say like water. Canteen, yeah. Maybe a pot of water to boil some water in. I like that.
Exactly. But that one that like filters the dirty water, that's what I would keep with me.
I like that. See? Axe, guitar, filter water, man. We gotta see. Wonderful, wonderful, all encompassing. And that is gonna wrap it up for the rapid wave segment. I like that. Like I said, there's a lot of stuff I wanna pick your brain a little deeper with, but all in due time. Before we get into the sports segment, quick shout out to my sponsors for sure. Shout out Vintage Variation. My boy A-Dub been holding it down. He was at Foodielands all weekend doing his thing in Berkeley. So be sure to go support him. If you need any vintage apparel, head to toe. And they got the ladies and kids covered. So be sure to go check that out. Follow A-Dub on all social media platforms. Of course, Become Cosmetics. Ladies, I know y'all been missing the Star Lip Gloss, but we got some stuff in the works. Shout out to the big cuz, because we're going to roll something out for y'all really, really soon. Also, Rio Real Productions, man. Don Caprice, he's getting the experience of what Rio can provide. And if you need something like this done, if you need a podcast shot, you need a video pointing shot, something stitching sewed up, holla at my boy for real. So please hit him up. Now he got an Instagram now. We finally got my boy Brandon on
About
Instagram.
Time, bro.
We can follow my mans on the IG, Real Real Productions. Put you in contact for that. The man does a great, great, amazing work. And last but not least, we got the Kaya clips, you feel me, for all your smoking essential needs. Anytime, ladies, you got long nails, you know you don't want to burn them. Or, you feel me, you put your ATM card in, you know, in an ATM. You can use this, you know, pull it out. You feel me? Do yourself some justice if you don't want your fingers to stink or burn your nails or anything like that. Kaya clips available here in studio. DM me if you want one. These ones are exclusive to What's the Wave. These are the What's the Wave Kaya clips. You only can find them here, you feel me? So, limited sample run. So, get them while you can, while they hot off the press. But as we keep it rolling, let's talk a little bit of sports. You know, I always ask my guests beforehand if they do watch them, if they don't. Sports are very polarizing now, and sometimes they're just boring to people. So let me start with the NFL, because you do watch NBA. Mm-hmm. NFL, you don't even, he said he can't even name a player right now.
I can't name one NFL.
God damn. I mean, you know who Tom Brady is. You know he still play?
No.
That's... There it is.
So you feel me? Bro, me and pop culture are not friends.
It's love. Hey, that's perfectly fine with me.
I'm not even really sure I know what Tom Brady looks like. Is he white?
That's a white man.
He's a bald guy?
He's not bald.
I don't know who he is.
Gray hair. Gray full hair. Hair.
I don't know. I've heard the name. Sorry, Tom.
No favorite team? Nothing? Expectation? No?
I mean, I choose the 49ers just because that's like the...
Local squad?
Yeah, you know, and then I've heard some stories about Raider fans.
So. That's valid. Okay. Oh, no. Well, we leave it there for the NFL. I'm going to just say that. Let's go Chargers. AFC West, we're going to take that division.
I don't even know where the Chargers are from.
Shit, go crazy. They were from in San Diego. They went to LA. They're LA. So.
That's great.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's freaking amazing. So let's talk some hoop talk then. Mm-hmm. It's off season right now. I think they just had the draft, summer league, this and that and the other. Who's your squad?
My squad?
Mm-hmm.
It's the Warriors.
Warriors? Okay.
But I'm from Sac. It would be Sacramento if our GM wasn't a fucking asshole.
It's okay. I'm a New York Knickerbocker fan, and I rep that to the death of me. Mm-hmm. Shout out Cam Reddish. He just liked one of our Instagram reels the other day. So I'm about to say, shout out to the NBA Cam Reddish star. He played for the Knicks, man. Appreciate the love. Like I said, one like goes a long way. Now I just got to get you on the podcast, but... You being a Warriors fan, Curry got four of them now. Mm-hmm. Y'all sitting on top of the throne. Mm-hmm. Let me just get expectations for next year. Y'all running it back. I mean, I just need to. I say this because I need to gauge Warriors fans, because I have some of them who just believe y'all are the best thing since sliced bread.
The Warriors are just a deadly team, bro. Mm-hmm. They got chemistry. Like, Steph Curry is arguably going to be one of the GOATs.
Right
next to Jordan, in my opinion.
He's up there.
And like I said, I'm a sports fan. I'm not a diehard Warriors fan. I'm like Warriors. Like I'll go to a bar and drink and watch the game, but I'm not gonna debate like that.
Right.
But I just see it for what it is. They got a lot of chemistry. They got a lot. They've already made history. Mm-hmm. They could run it back next year.
It's good.
I am a LeBron fan too.
Nice.
Not just because of his basketball skills, but because of his character off the court.
Man, that man is the standard. Like, that man is the fucking standard when it comes to all this. Like. Meeting expectations and exceeding them,
mm-hmm.
Can't nobody do it better than LeBron has.
And one thing I do want to say, shout out to the 2001 Kings with Chris Webber, Mike Bibby. Mm-hmm. That was my team.
And Jason Will, all of them. Pager.
Yeah, that Pager.
Oh, I love Pager. Stuart Yakovich, boy. That's my dog. Yeah. That's my dog. Right, NBA Live 3-point contest. Y'all was not fucking
with me. Yeah, that was my team. I'll forever be a Kings fan because of that team. And I still am a Kings fan, mm-hmm. but... Until they can like get a solid, you know, chemistry going, I'm gonna go with the Warriors.
It's all good. Yeah, yeah. I think one of my first jerseys ever. I think my nana got me a Mike Bibby jersey. Mike Bibby and Rich Gannon. Rich Gannon football jersey for the Raiders and then the Mike Bibby Sack Kings jersey. That's crazy.
But Mike Bibby was super underrated, man.
You see him now, that man is yoked. Like Mike Bibby is stocky.
He's living, bro. He got to play the NBA, made his money, got his family. He can go to Target probably and still like, you know.
Like walk around a little bit. Exactly. That's a life right there. That's valid. Okay, we gonna keep it nice and easy for the sports. We ain't gonna wait too long on that. We'll wipe our hands clean because this is one of my favorite parts of the podcast where I just kind of sit back and listen to the brand, the wonderful person I bring on. I got to get the story arc. I'm an anime fan. Mm-hmm. It's always different story arcs in there. I just started watching Hunter too. So all my anime fans out there, Hunter.
Okay.
I just started that. I know I've been late.
Demon Slayer?
Oh, yeah, I'm caught up. Demon Slayer. That's my shit right now. Yeah. That's why I stopped watching because I've been stuck on that.
Hold up. Inuyasha?
I'm dabbling in it, but for sure. But for your story arc, I need to start.
Don Caprice.
Exactly. You are Don Caprice. Like you said, this is a luxury brand. Don't just take Don Caprice as an artist. Y'all gonna hear this in Neiman Marcus with everything else, with YSL.
Brand that right now.
You feel it? Let's bring out the smell good. He's not just an artist.
That's my Don Caprice cologne. That's the prototype. You feel me?
Ladies, Don't let me put this on walking around past you. I'm telling you.
That's called a song. That means
I hope you got a chiropractor, because next will be broken. Fuck with that shit. Like, I'm serious. That shit is classic.
Coming soon. I'm gonna get that on low though.
Let's bring it to the origin story.
Yeah.
When did Don Caprice become Don Caprice?
2020.
And how did that happen?
Bro, it's so I used to go by Evo for evolving.
Okay.
And I was a rapper for a long time. I went by Evo.
You was a deep motherfucker, boy. You was a deep thinker, man. That's what I like. You're a deep motherfucker. I like that.
And at one point, I just didn't want to be Evo anymore. It just wasn't who I was. That whole catalog I made, it wasn't me. I was still in my growth phase. Mm-hmm. And I actually opened up the studio, and I had decided that I'm no longer making music. I'm just going to run the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Music's done. And then after I saw these people making music and getting paid for features, I saw the business. I was like, fuck that. I'm getting back in.
Off top.
And then I got scammed. So some guy told me, yo, give me $1,500. I'm going to put you on the game in the music industry. I'm going to teach you how to do this, teach you how to do that. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, let's fucking do it. And the motherfucker just had me watch The Godfather. That was part of the school, you know what I mean? And I was like, all right. But what I did learn from that is that Don Corleone demanded his respect. And I love that movie. If there's one thing I could take away from that 1500 is that I got the word Don. I wanted to be a Don. I've always been a boss, and you know, I wanted to make a creative name, so I thought, why not Don? Then I was living with my friend who had flipped that house I told you about.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was living with his girl at the time. They're no longer together, you know. Sorry about that.
Things happen.
Yeah, just, you know, young love.
Right.
And you know, but anyway, his girlfriend had bought a bottle of wine called Capriccio. And I looked at that, I was like, oh, what the fuck does that mean? It just clicked in my head. I was like, Capriccio, that's my name. What is it? It just clicked right away. Sometimes they just click. I look it up, and Capriccio means a lively sound of music. So I was like, Don Capriccio? Nah, what's caprice mean? Mm-hmm. This is where it gets deeper. Caprice means a sudden change in mood of behavior. And if you know thing, if you know something about me, I can switch up real quick. I can sing, I can rap, I can be nice, I can be evil. I can switch up with it. So it just made sense.
I'm taking that because of Caprice. That reflects just a lot of me, my personality as well. So I like that. Caprice, man.
And that's what Don Caprice is about. It's a jack of all trades who's a boss, but it's also luxury. Don Caprice,
that's fucking hard.
Yeah, I'm gonna make it into like a big brand. There's gonna be colognes everywhere. Hard, there's gonna be shirts everywhere, and I don't want to make like shirts that have hella design on it. I want to just make black Don Caprice shirts, like Calvin Klein. Yeah. Maybe a little logo right here. That's it.
Yeah,
and that's it. And
or like, just a little something on the sleeve.
It. You feel me?
Bro, that,
and then you wear
that's
that,
hard, bro. Yeah. That's inspiring me right now.
I don't want to do hella like shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just like, you know, I wear this and I'm low key with it. But when you see that Don Caprice, you're like, oh, bro, he's wearing Don Caprice. Mm-hmm. You feel me? You got the Don Caprice on. Don Caprice shoes, you know, hella low key, but when you see it, they go, oh, that's him.
It's reflective of you. Like you said, what is it? Simplistically futuristic, you know, just like very simplistically complex, you know, it's just like, it's really subtle, but like you said, when you see it, you know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great brand that you're trying to establish. Like you said, it already rolls off the tongue. It has meaning behind it, which now I understand. I love it even more knowing the meaning behind the name.
Thank you.
Now I ask, I know everything hasn't been peaches and cream.
Fuck no.
So I need a hurdle. Give me a speed bump moment where you just like, hey, this terrain is getting real rocky. I don't know how I'm going to get through this, but just give me one of those rainy days.
Bro, in 2020, I was 25 years old. I was working 3 jobs, bussing tables. Mm-hmm. And then my father was in Croatia taking care of my grandma, who's currently sick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he has his own, he has to take care of his family. We don't come from money, so I can't. You know, I understand. And then my mother, she battles with like a drinking problem. If you listen to my first album, Vices, you'll hear about that.
I can relate.
And I sometimes battle it too. That's why I try to keep it chill with the drinking. I still love to drink, but I try to not drink every day.
I can relate.
I don't drink every day. I used to though, especially when I was bartending.
But man, anyway, that shit is real.
I got a call that my mom got an infection in her spine,
mm-hmm.
her spinal fluid, which is the white blood cells in her actual spine,
right.
Which can paralyze and kill somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor said she got that from drinking because it lowers your immune system. And then, you know, she's not eating right. It just, mm-hmm. she's not living right. So, you know, and at the time I'm sleeping on the floor in a living room and, you know, I'm trying to pay off my student debt. I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing in my life. Where am I going with Evo?
Mm-hmm.
My mom's in the hospital. My dad's gone. I got no brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
None of my friends got money like that. And I was, you know, I was depressed as fuck. I was like, what the fuck am I going to do? Like, my mom's going to die. My dad, you know, like he's overseas. And then I come across a Craigslist ad that says, you know, a commercial spot for rent in Vallejo, California. And it was $400 a month.
Mm-hmm.
and I had some money saved. I just paid off the last payment on my student debt. I said, all right, well, it's either now or never. I got to do something. Mm-hmm. It was just, so I got the commercial lease, laid on some new floors, you know, try to make a little booth. And that's where my studio started. After that, my mom got better. You know, I was sending her as much money as I could so she could, you know, like eat. My dad came back to the States and he's living okay right now. And that was the darkest time of my life. But even after that, bro, more shit happened. Like I got in two car accidents literally 6 months ago. My Beamer got totaled, then I got a rental car, and then that shit got totaled as I was in it. So my back got all fucked up.
Damn, boy.
While I was in that commercial building in 2021, after the pandemic ended, my landlord tried to evict me illegally. Mm-hmm. I had nowhere to go. So I had to go find that place that I'm at right now. Mm-hmm. Had to lay down new floors, take out another little loan, make that happen. Mm-hmm. And then my mom got sick again during that transition. Yeah. All while doing this, I'm in and out of housing, like, you know, going into my savings, getting this apartment. Then I can't afford it. I go into this apartment. So it's been a battle.
Yeah, that's real. This sounds like, what is that, Murphy's Law? Anything that can, will?
Yeah.
Anything that can, will. But there was a little bit of a uprising in there, kind of, that you said that I want to transition it to, mm-hmm. from one of those kind of dark times that all of us have to deal with personally and professionally. Thanks. Just building, just growing as humans. Mm-hmm. It seemed like there was a little light, kind of like you said, after kind of a lot of those bad things trickle. So now, give me a feel good moment. Give me a win. Give me one of those successes. Was it moving studios? Yeah. Was it moving studios? Was it maybe just taking a chance?
It was moving. It's the fact that I'm still doing it, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, like, I'm not rich yet. Like, right. I'm well off. I got money, but the fact that I have the studio, the fact that I mean, one of the biggest motivations I have to keep going is someone I call my little brother. His name's Peanut. Mm-hmm. Peanutty Live 215, and like just seeing him and seeing everything he's go through, and then watching how much he looks up to me. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm really like a mentor to him, and he keeps me going. You know, he's like my little brother. And meeting all these other artists that I've helped kind of like change their life. I have, you know, some of my employees, like they were homeless before they met me. I helped some people fix up their cars. I've helped some people, you know, get beds. And that's what keeps me going, is that I'm giving to my people. And that's what the light is for me. And also running the studio, just doing it. Like, when I was 19, I was like, actually, when I was in college, when I was in high school, actually, mm-hmm. my whole life, I was telling people, I'm going to open up a studio, and everyone laughed at me. And now I'm actually doing it. So now that I've actually done it, I've proved to myself that I can do anything. My next step is blowing up as Don Caprice, the singer, mm-hmm. blowing up as Don Caprice, the cologne, and really, like, you know, sticking it to all those people who didn't believe in me. I'm still in my uprising story. So that's why I'm even on this podcast. Come on,
exactly. Like I said, it's a story arc. Like I said, it's not full circle yet. It hasn't ended. That's why it's still an arc. That's why it's so wonderful and so beautiful. And I just have to say, just bringing you on, being able to sit with you and discuss with you, like I said, you motivate me, you inspire me, and I would love to sit down and, like I said, pick your brain, just professionally, just on the stuff that you do with Don Caprice, mm-hmm. And personally, because it sounds like exactly you've had to overcome a lot of adversity, and you're still here and still positive, level-minded, strong. You're not broken through all the stuff that could have broken you. So, man, I respect you so much. I respect everything that you're doing. I'm glad you reached out, and like I said, we were able to connect on this positivity platform, for sure.
Man, thanks for letting me tell my story a little bit.
It's love. And I'm going to bring you back. Like I said, yeah, we got a lot more deep stuff to talk about. But we need to know, tell the people, what's next? You got a lot of stuff planned and plotted. Mm. Realistically, maybe in the next 4 months of the year, like I said, 2022 is already in August. What can the people expect?
You're going to expect some music videos.
Yes, sir.
You're going to expect some more presence on social media of seeing what I can do, you know, me singing live. You can expect that I'm going to be making a lot more money investing in real estate.
Real stuff.
And expect another album called The Curse of Empathy.
The Curse of Empathy.
Dropped an album called Ladybug, which we didn't even touch on.
I was about to say, come on, let's talk about it.
Ladybug is about being a man while also being open to your feminine side, like, which is basically loving a woman. That whole album from start to finish is about meeting a girl and then like also trying to stay on your shit while still balancing that relationship. It's about the girl that I'm with right now.
It's like I said, dating in your 20s, in your mid to late 20s, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody's trying to establish themselves, figure out what they got going.
Go stream it. There's some good stuff on
it. Shout out Ladybug, man. Go stream Ladybug. And then up next we have,
Curse of Empathy.
The Curse of Empathy.
Do you feel like,
I got hella questions. Do you feel like you're an empath?
I mean, yeah, I do feel like that, and I really hope I'm not one of those guys that says he's an empath and he's actually an asshole. But,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, narcissist.
I feel that too. Facts.
But
facts.
I feel like I've been used a lot throughout my life. Like, I feel like I'm always trying to give to people, and I forget to take care of myself first, and I think that's part of my, you know, I have this abandonment issue. I'm always trying to help people. Mm-hmm. I feel very sorry for people, even though I've been through a lot.
Right.
So that's what that album's about. It's a little bit darker. And that's why it's called Cursed Empathy. The album artwork is actually a heart with a knife through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's, it's real.
I'm going to drop that in December when things are a little bit colder, but there's some happy music on that too.
We like it. We like it, man. We're here for it.
Stream Ladybug though, please. Like, you know, if there's only like two people that listen to this and buy the album and listen to it, then I'm happy.
That's all that matter. Ladybug, you hear all platforms. Please go stream that ASAP. Go cop that. Follow Don Caprice, all social media platforms, with Twitter, Instagram,
please,
everywhere. We got a lot of stuff coming out, some more content. I'm going to be in his ear now. Like I said, I got some collabs that I'm going to be talking to him about. So stay tuned for some Don Caprice, What's the Wave, little things popping off. Yes, but other than that, it's been a great episode. Thank y'all for watching. Be sure to tell your auntie, hit that subscribe button, and leave a comment below of who y'all want to see next, who we should bring on, and all that other good stuff. But other than that, thank you, Don. Appreciate you, my guy. Pleasure. For sure.
Thank you for having me.
It's been another great episode. I'm going to see y'all next week. Wednesday.
Shout out, What's the Wave?
Woo! What's the Wave? Yeah.
Like the blunt, my nigga. Pass his beat to the left so I could press. Code on my hits like I done wrecked. Who is next? Niggas asleep like pillow pets. Getting foreign head from a bad bitch from Budapest. Call your back.